Thank you very much, brother, for coming to participate in my interview.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Tammy, and I'm doing this as part of my research at the University of New England under the title of the effects of EFL teachers, technological, pedagogical content knowledge, TPAC on EFL teaching in Saudi Arabian male public secondary schools. This interview will go through five questions, and it will take 20 minutes. You could spend 3 to 4 minutes in each question. And it all mainly talking about the use of ICT in teaching English as a foreign language. So let's start off by the first question. What do you think is the value of using ICT in EFL teaching?
Well, I think it has a lot of benefits. It has a lot of values, provided the language teachers know how to use the technology efficiently, meaning if teachers knew how to use integrate technology with pedagogy, and also know how to integrate other aspects such as mindful and mindset, change knowledge, how to use change as an agent to learn something new for good. So that way, actually, the technology, as it is when it is integrated with pedagogy, works excellently well because it motivates students. Intrinsic motivation is very good. Because why does it motivate? It motivates because they can learn at their own pace, anytime, anywhere, anywhere they like. So these are some of the things I can think of, especially language learning. And they can learn at their own pace. Especially, it is not that easy to speak like native speakers, for instance. So in order to learn, you can learn that from anywhere, like the online dictionary, the Wikipedia. So these are great tools. So I think it has great value.
Well, thank you. That leads to the second question. What kind of ICT skills do you have to enable EFL teaching?
Well, the basic ICT, the skills, I think it is critical, but some might argue it is not absolutely necessary, but I think it is necessary. Some basic ideas about how to use the app, for instance, how to use the Wikipedia, how to use the blogs, how to use blogs as an e-portfolio for language teaching. So I think knowing, having possessing a little bit of the basic ideas about how to use technology would be a good idea, a good start for a teacher, especially teaching language. I think that's what I can think of.
That's interesting. You have mentioned that it's really critical to have the basic ideas, but can you give more examples, like the blogs? Can you get more examples on how to use these blogs in teaching English as a foreign language, for example?
Blogs are great tools for number
of blogs.
For example, wikis, the wiki spaces, the blogs. These are some of the, for instance, even the WordPress, and you have Google Doc. All these are all examples of applications that I can think of at the moment. These are great tools. But it will be a challenge if people did not know how to use this facility. It can still be a problem. But if, on the other hand, if a teacher knew how to use this, that would be more beneficial to teachers, because then he or she can actually know how to use it to his or her own advantage in enhancing the lesson or transforming the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I can think of. For instance, the Google Earth, the Google Map, these are the things that can be taught to teach number of things. So, but if someone did not know how to use it, then it can still be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing a little bit of basic skill can be a stepping stone to the learning next powerful, harder one, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So what impact do you think ICT will have on technical teaching?
I think because ICT has the potential to flip the role of teacher and student as and when necessary. For example, learning can take place by being anywhere. So teachers can only facilitate and ask questions, maybe supply resources or direct them. Then students can learn at their own pace, because not all students learn at the same pace. So different students learn at different pace. Some are faster, some can catch very quickly, some takes a little bit of time. So that way, learning can happen anywhere. And technology, as it is, enables learning, students learn how to learn, which is very important. And especially the language, the English as a foreign language, because we know how difficult it is to learn other language. So the technology enables that to do in many ways. For instance, if you want a correct pronunciation of a particular word, go anywhere on the internet and it will tell you exactly how it should be pronounced.
That's interesting. So, I understood that you saying this has some positive impact.
I think it has immense positive impact, because what is important to students is, especially when language is not his or her own, when language, English is not his or her own first language, it can be frustrating sometimes. So using technology can actually be intrinsically motivating to learners, because not everything can be learned at one go. You can learn by being anywhere. So when you say, "Oh, this is how it should be pronounced," I have been pronouncing like this all my life, and now I have been wrong all the way. So these are some of the examples I can think of.
Do you think that there's a negative side of paying for using ICT?
Of course, at the end of the day, who is in charge of the learning and who is in charge of all this, it all depends. Of course, the teacher's role has to be there, but the negative impacts are, it can be distractive. Technology using for learning purpose can end up being used to disrupt the classroom. If the teacher tries to use mobile phone or iPad in a class to teach ESL, so it can be distracting. Sometimes bullying can be one. I think these are some of the things I can think of in terms of language.
Perhaps we should mention more about that in question number 5, when we talk about barriers and enablers. Yeah. But let me ask you about, how do you use ICT in your ESL teaching? And if not, why not?
How do we use it?
I mean, you've just mentioned some examples on how to use the blogs and using how to use them, some videos and pronunciation. Can you give more examples on how to use some ICT?
Yeah, I think one example I can give is, it's very critical that students learn to reflect on what they have done well as what they have not done so well in their project, for instance, or even in the classroom activities. So the electronic portfolio, it can be using anything like blogs, it can be the wiki spaces, it can be WordPress, you can use all this. So it gives students the opportunity to reflect on their strengths and weaknesses. So this is how, when they reflect, so they're looking back at the way they have learned. And they make necessary changes. This is how it positively impacts the way they learn, what they have learned. And there are many collaborative tools, where students can actually, the social media, for example, the Facebook even, of course, it has to be used carefully. also where students can collaborate within the class as well as beyond their classroom with someone whom they do not even know. So this is how technology is so powerful. So, for instance, there are apps like Wordle, which students can really create fancy things, fancy stuff. So these are some of the positive things I can think of in terms of enabling students to learn better.
Mm-hmm.
So what is important is to, I'm interested, there is no, what I have said is, these tools act as a transformative tool for students to learn and teachers to transform their lesson.
That's interesting. So can you identify ICT barriers and enablers in teaching ESL, for example, in secondary school? So let's start by the barriers.
Well, I think the barriers can be, there are some equity issues. For instance, not all students, because a moment ago I talked about the students being able to learn at any place, anytime, anywhere else. So in order to do that, you need the portable mobile devices to learn for, such as the palm-top, laptop, iPad, the mobile, the phones, which are very powerful these days. But the issue can be, issue in terms of equity, some have, some do not have. So there will be some kind of equity issue in terms of learning. Because those who have access to all this technology will be ahead of others, and those who do not have may be constrained by that. So these are some of the ethical issues, ethical issues I can see. Then if you talk in terms of school, the infrastructure, whether the availability of ICT infrastructure, how strong they are, how powerful they are, how adequate they are, whether it is enough for all the students, then, for instance, whether the infrastructure includes good internet facilities, maybe 24/7, whatever. I support, good support team is very important. If you are talking in terms of computer usage, especially. One of the very important aspects is when we talk about using ICT in ESL class, we are talking about the pedagogy. ICT it can do more harm than good if you do not know how to use it in a pedagogically sound way. So if teachers are not equipped, in most cases, even in a developed country, seems to be the case, if they are not equipped with this skill, it can still be a problem, can be a barrier. And the other barrier can be the technical skill of whoever is adopting, as well as whoever, which includes students as well as the teachers. Then if they don't have the technical skill, it can still be a challenge. It will be a barrier. So, and
school location has something to do with this.
School location.
I mean, whether the school is inside the city or outside the city.
I think it does make a lot of difference. Yes? Whether intentionally or unintentionally, that seems to be taking place because bigger cities have more access to all sorts of hardware and software easily available, and in the rural and the regional areas seem to have less about that.
Mm.
And then if the communication, the transportation system is not good, so it can still be a slight hybrid equity issue can be between it. Yeah, it is possible. There can be some differences.
Any more barriers?
Oh, well, the policy.
That you said about knowledge of using.
Yeah, the school policies, ICT policies, there should be school policies, general school policy, and then there should be good support system if you are talking in terms of using school in ICT infrastructure to teach English as a foreign language. So good infrastructure is very important. So
do you think any role for the school leadership in maintaining a good ICT use inside the classroom?
I can see that because as a teacher, for example, the teacher he might have a lot of enthusiasm. Maybe he is very tech savvy, for example. He is even savvy in terms of using technology in a pedagogically sound manner. But if there is no support from the leadership, that is where the policy comes in. So I think things will not move that far. Actually, it might move a bit, but it may not move that far because there is no support from the leadership. So at the end, for example, the thing is in the leadership's hand, and then if the leadership doesn't acknowledge that, then there are chances that it will be a very big barrier, and then it might not even happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So leadership is critical. The support from the leadership is critical, actually.
I'm sure you can mention most of the barriers just in terms of supporting the ICT, but if you could mention some more enablers to use.
Yeah, from my experience, I can say the professional development on how to actually on teaching some basic new ICTs that come into the market. The problem with one of the barriers is one of the ICTs keep on changing all the time. So that's why teachers cannot keep up. So professional
training
on basic ICT skills, of course, which are relevant, that can be used in educational classroom setting, so that would be good. And also professional development on how to use technology to transform learning, that would be good. Because otherwise, then if somebody knew how to use technology and we think that is good enough, then we might as well employ software engineer to teach. That doesn't work. So the enablers and the leadership has to be open to new innovation, innovative ideas. So then improve ICT support team. That is very critical if it is in a school. From my experience, what I have seen is, as a teacher, I cannot solve all the technical problems. Even I have to learn myself and then do it. But then if the computers in the lab, does not function because some software broke down, then I cannot fix. It is only the technician who can fix. If there is no support from the technicians, then it will fail again. There are likely tests. These are some of the barriers. So I think if we can address all this, I think it can be an enabler.
Can you spend the last 2 minutes talking about?
Sure.
Do you believe that each student should have access to any ICT inside the classroom nowadays?
I do believe that students should be allowed to use whatever kind of mobile devices in the classroom. There are people who do not agree on that, but I'm someone who is for that kind of
reason. For that
reason, because these days books, for example, is outdated very soon. Even the plants, today's a planet. Some object is considered as planet, is not considered planet tomorrow, for instance.
No.
So that way, the information in the book is not up to date, for instance, that's one. And then mobile devices, what is important is not all students are good speakers of good English, for instance, because we are talking about English as a foreign language. In order to learn, it is one way to learn is by speaking to each other. One way to write is writing and sharing one's learning instantly. So if we have these mobile devices, that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then writing on a paper and then sharing it to the teacher, so only the teacher sees. And then if you have to share this with students, how many copies will you have to make?
Absolutely.
We are not talking in terms of efficiency in doing things, but we are talking in terms of collaborating and getting feedback from each other and trying to solve real life problem on the spot using the mobile device, which otherwise is not possible.
Would you like to use ICT in your classes?
Of course, definitely. Absolutely. If all my students had the iPad or mobile device like this, I would definitely encourage.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many people who do not agree just because they think it is not in the there will be classroom disruption.
Mm-hmm.
But I for one think that why are we there for? We are there actually to look at the learning taking place in the classroom. So we are there to organize that. As long as we are able to organize, I think these are excellent tools. And if we don't use, I think that we are actually taking away something from students, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you have so many things to say, and I'm pretty much sure about that. But as you said, the time is over. But thank you very much for taking part in this interview again. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.